This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ball Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket.
What's going on and welcome? We hope it's your favorite Sports Talk radio program, Idaho Sports Talk, Prater and the Ball Game, Sports Radio The Ticket. I'm Johnny Ball Game. That's JP pressing buttons, running our board, and my partner, he's been to seven Rose Bowls. Mike Prater. And Prater, 5 o'clock on Tuesdays. This is kind of a new cool thing for us. For about a half hour, we talk the CFP as the bowl is coming out as we speak. But we also try to find another great nugget to talk about. And today, we found just the nugget celebrating the anniversary, November 16th, which you said is the most emotional moment in Boise State football history.
It really was. It was definitely the game itself, the whole day. As a matter of fact, the whole week in terms of Pokey Allen flying in from his deathbed in Vancouver, Columbia, British Columbia, and flying to Boise to prep his football team for a game, and then flying to New Mexico to win a football game, the only FBS victory of his entire career. And it was an emotional night. It was a crazy game. Boise State had to rally from behind against one of the worst teams in all of college football, and it was crazy emotional, and it was the beginning of an emotional 6 weeks for this Boise State football program, one of the most dramatic 6 weeks periods in the history of this program. Next Tuesday, a week from today, we'll also go down memory lane, 25-year anniversary of Boise State and Pokey Allen playing and coaching his final game. It was that infamous game against the Idaho Vandals on the blue turf. That was pretty dramatic night. Yeah. And then December 30th, 1996, at 4:30 in the morning on a Monday, Pokey Allen passed away. We'll also follow up later next month on the 30th anniversary of that. But it really sparked what, you know, Boise State football in 95 and 96 went through a very emotional time. Actually, if you want to throw 94 in there, going to the national championship game, 95, being ranked number one, and a season falling apart, and then 1996, your coach dying. It was a crazy, crazy time.
And in going Boise up State. To the FBS level for the first year.
In 1996,
Six,
absolutely.
Yeah, what a crazy season with a lot of turmoil. And a guy who had a front row seat was the great quarterback, Tony Hilde, and he's on our Fat Guys Fresh Deli hotline. Let's talk about this. Tony Hilde, welcome to the program, and you heard us talking about this. Tony, what did that victory mean to you?
A lot more than I think a lot of people remember. You know, there was a lot of firsts. I was reminiscing last night, and there was a lot of firsts with Pokey, and we were his first freshman class and his last senior class. And so, you know, he told us the vision, and he foresaw where it was going, and I wish he could have experienced more of the hard work that he put into building the program. But there was something special that day, and I remember crying. I remember how it felt at halftime, and just the fact that we were able to give him something and something to remember. And we all knew how important that day was for the program and for Pokey.
25 years ago today in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Pokey Allen, former Boise State coach, won his first and only FBS football game on a last-second play involving our guest right now, Tony Hilde, the quarterback. Tony, before we get too far ahead about this game, I just wanted to talk to you about Pokey Allen, period. The magic, the aura, what made him special, what made him different, just the big picture. Let's get away from that day for a second. What do you think about when you think about Pokey Allen?
Just, he had a plan, and he had the ability to bring in really great coaches. He let coaches coach, and he had a vision for this program. I mean, I remember coming in and he came to my house the night before Christmas, and he and Al Borges and Tom Mason, they got in a car and drove through a snowstorm to come to my house, and they said, you're gonna be a part of something, and you're gonna help build a top 25 program. And I remember I decommitted from Oregon and came here because I wanted to play for these guys. And I remember going into his office and seeing the stadium of what it looked like, or what it would look like, And he had a vision with Gene Blamire, and man, they pulled it off.
Tony, let's talk about that week. I don't know how much detail you remember. The whole week started that Sunday night before the New Mexico State game, where he flew from Vancouver, B.C., where he was having those experimental treatments, to Boise that night. He met the media that night, and then Monday morning, I think he showed up and went to work. When Pokey Allen, you know, I hate to say it, but a dying Pokey Allen walks into the office to go to work to win a football game, what did that do to you guys?
Oh, it was who he was, and just how important this program meant to him. And I don't think he ever thought he was going to lose the battle of cancer.
No, he didn't. And, yeah, you're right.
And he just, we saw how important it was to him, and he was more to us than a coach. And I mean, just how close we still are as a group because of what he did for us. He was more than a coach, and his ability to fight was something that I've never seen before, and I don't know if I'll see again. I still, to this dying day, he felt like he was going to win that battle, and he was going to coach here for a lot of years. And so we saw he was a shell of himself, but he didn't coach us any less when he was, you know, had no energy and lost 40 pounds. I know you remember the size of the tumor that was on the front of him, and he didn't let it define him.
Tony Hilde hanging out with us, played for the great Pokey Allen, and sharing memories. We're celebrating the anniversary today, November 16th, when Pokey Allen won the first FBS game in the history of this program. First for Pokey Allen, obviously, what we're talking about. How proud, in your opinion, Tony, would have Pokey Allen been to see what's happened the next 25 years at this program, knowing how big a part he was of it when he took the gig in 1993?
I think he's still watching over the program. I mean, I was thinking about it last night, and just the recruiting class that he brought in with Bart Hendricks and Shenard Hartz. I mean, those guys are great in the program history, and those were his guys. And he really started it all. There's been a lot of great coaches come through here, and there's no doubt about it, but I feel like he's as big a piece as anybody, because he was finally able to recruit the Division I caliber player, and I truly think he would have been here for a lot of years. He had a vision for it, and even on his dying day, he brought in guys that never slowed down. They only kept that upward trajectory, and he was a big part of that.
Talking to former Boise State quarterback Tony Hilde, threw for 267 yards and 3 touchdown passes, all to Ryan Akibi 25 years ago today, as Pokey Allen won his only FBS football game. Tony, let's dive back into the last 43 seconds of that football game. It all started off with that trick play, which you ran a week before under Tom Mason, and it didn't work. And in this particular case, Akibi and Andre Horace did the reverse, and they set you guys up on the 22-yard line. You had the one incomplete pass and then the game-winning touchdown to Ryan there at the very, very end. What do you remember about that reverse? What do you remember about the incomplete pass? And then let's talk about the game winner.
Yeah, it was all kind of like a surreal moment of, I never ever felt like we were going to lose that game. I knew it was going to work itself out. And, you know, I know, to be honest with you, I felt like, you know, somebody was over watching us, because, you know, Ryan and I were two freshmen that played together and kind of came out of red shirt our freshman year. And he said, you guys are gonna take some blows, but it's gonna pay off in the end. And when it was all said and done, I'm very thankful that it ended up in Ryan's hands. He deserved that moment, and I think Ryan and I were kind of the two guys that he brought in to help start this thing, and I'm glad it ended with he and I.
Tony, I've never talked to you about this, and you and I did not see eye to eye in that 95 and 96 season. You didn't talk to me for those two seasons. And the only reason I want to bring this up is because I walked up to you after that victory as you were walking up that concrete ramp by yourself, and you were crying. And I was nervous as hell because I didn't know what to do. We literally had not talked for 2 years. And I walked up and said, Tony, can you talk for a couple of minutes? And you looked at me, wiped away your eyes, and you said, yeah, but I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to do it for Pokey. Just talk to me about maybe the Pokey moment at that time, why you felt like talking about Pokey at that time. I guess that's more of a personal question for me because I was very curious about what was going through your mind post-game and as you were reflecting and being very, very emotional.
Because the program and Pokey were bigger than me. And, you know, I had been through some hard times. And the thing about it, Mike, is you know, time heals. And I knew how important that moment was, not only for Pokey. And I quietly knew it was the end of an era for Pokey. And I didn't want it to be that way, but I also wanted to make sure that people in this valley understood that Pokey loved this place more than anywhere in the world. He had his place in Montana, and he had Boise State. And I truly believe Pokey loved this program and what it was going to be and what it meant to him. Some of his best friends were here, and to be honest with you, he cared about all of us in such a deep, sentimental, kind of romantic way, and for it to end the way it did, and it was bigger than you, it was bigger than me, it was bigger than anything. It was Boise State, and you look now at what Boise State has become, and they're going through a hard time, but I can tell you they're going to come back, and we wouldn't be talking right now 25 years later if there wasn't something romantic about that man and what he accomplished.
Tony, 25 years later, how do you think of Pokey Allen today?
I think he started it. I think he started what it has become, and, you know, for me to know the guys that came after me, and the guys that came before me, and the ability for this program to do what it's done in the last 25 years is just it's magic. And to understand that, you know, I listen to you guys every day, and don't tell anybody I said that.
Oh, Hildy.
I do, and for them to have 13 losses in the last, what, I mean, the second winningest program in home winning streak, it's just, it's absurd that it's happening here. And all of us feel like we're a part of a brotherhood. And I'm not kidding you. I can't watch games live on TV because I care about it so much. I get more nervous for games that I can't watch them. I have to record them and see what the score is the next day, because that's how much it means to me. And we all feel the same way. Is it's a piece of us.
I love that, man. Tony Hildy records BSU games and he doesn't watch them live because he's too damn nervous. Then he has to go back and play. I love that, Tony. We need to catch up sometime. It's been a while since I've seen you as well. We really appreciate you doing this and celebrating that anniversary of Pokey Allen's only FBS victory. And you, of course, were a huge part of it. You're a huge part of this program, one of the better quarterbacks they've had. And we really appreciate your time, Tony. Keep getting after it, man.
Yeah. Mike, no hard feelings, man. 25 years later, I love you guys. You guys do a great job. Johnny, it's been good to have you on here. You do. It's fun listening to you. So I appreciate it, and best of luck to you guys.
Feelings are mutual, Tony. I always understood exactly where you were coming from. It's all about the brotherhood, and you had 105 brothers, and you were just trying to protect them. And I'd like to think that every one of us would do the exact same thing, regardless of what the situation is.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, thanks for having me on, and call me anytime.
Thank you, man. Great stuff. Tony Hildy, former Boise State quarterback, and Great stuff. Now is where it gets a lot of fun, Prater. We open up the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. We have the CFP rankings coming out. Not a lot to discuss there. If you wanted a lot of switching around, probably not your day. But who out there's got a cool Pokey Allen memory? That's what I would love to hear. I didn't cover the team back then, Prater. Pokey Allen, everybody seems to have these Pokey Allen stories. I know a bunch of people were calling earlier. We weren't taking calls. Well, now we are. 208-424-9300. You want to talk CFP? Any problems you have there? You want to talk Pokey Allen? Maybe you remember that game Prater was talking about. We're doing it next on KTIK The Ticket.